A recent analysis by the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center found members of Congress are more likely to nominate white students than minorities to attend the nation's elite military academies. That raises questions about how to make the 200-year-old congressional nomination system more equitable for students of color. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Nominations are required by law for students who want to study at military service academies. If they can get one and meet the academy's strict standards for admission, it means a free education in exchange for 5 years of service. The Connecticut Veterans Legal Center analyzed over 2 decades of congressional nominations. The center's director, Liam Brennan, says the results are stark.
Young Black Americans make up about 15% of the young adult population, but Black students only receive 6% of current members' nominations to the military service academies. That's a great big differential.
Brennan found similar disparities for Latinos. 8% get nominations, even though they make up about 22% of young adults.
We expected to see discrepancies. The extent of the discrepancies were surprising.
Brennan and others who've studied the issue say there are a lot of reasons for those discrepancies. Some are rooted in a lack of equity in public schools. Others involve how hard members of Congress work to find diverse nominees. Danielle Anderson is with the Black Veterans Project. She graduated from the Naval Academy, but says few minority teenagers are even aware that's an option. Her junior ROTC commander suggested she give it a shot.
We had some conversations about what a service academy even is. I really had no idea.
Anderson says even minority students who do know about the academies might not feel like they'd be welcome there or successful due to racism.
You have microaggressions, sometimes macroaggressions, and this continues throughout your tenure, throughout your career, and you're still expected to perform, you know, really the highest levels of anyone your age.
That could lead to fewer applicants of color. Democratic Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland says there's a lack of qualified minority students who ask him for a nomination.
I have an underrepresented applicant pool. African American and Latino students are not applying at the same levels that I want them to apply.
The report found just 38% of Brown's nominations went to applicants of color in his majority-minority district.
We're doing our hardest to squeeze the very best out of the small pool, and we actually overperform when it comes to appointments.
Some lawmakers say if you want to nominate more diverse applicants, go out and find them.
Students sometimes need to be told the pathway to college is open to you. And that's true for the service academies as well.
That's former Air Force Secretary and former Republican Congresswoman Heather Wilson. She nominated hundreds of students to the academies, and she's an Air Force Academy alum herself. She says some lawmakers and their staffs need to put more effort into the nomination process.
For some people, it's just not a high enough priority to spend time training members of Congress on how to do this. If I were to do one thing, it would be to focus on outreach and training the local office of members of Congress.
But Wilson, now the president of the University of Texas at El Paso, defends the congressional nomination system. She says it's a good way to ensure the military's future leaders come from all over the country.
As the size of the military has gone down, there are communities and regions of the country that have very little connection to the military at all. And the nomination process helps fight against that by geographic dispersion of nominations.
A recently passed law aims to standardize the way congressional offices collect demographic data on their nominees and make it more transparent. But there are no plans to change the nomination system, which has been law since 1802, when Thomas Jefferson established the Military Academy at West Point. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
This story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.